Welcome to Just a Minute. Hello, my name is Nicholas Parsons, and as the Minute Waltz fades away once more, it's my pleasure to introduce to you the four diverse personalities who this week are going to play Just a Minute. We welcome back four of our longest players of the game, that is Derek Nimmer, Peter Jones and Clement Freud, and also someone who's been playing it now with great success for a number of years, Wendy Richard. Will you please welcome all four of them? Beside me sits Anne Ling to keep the score and blow her whistle when the 60 seconds are up. And as usual, I'm going to ask our four players of the game to speak on the subject that I give them without hesitation, repetition, or deviating from the subject on the card in front of me. And we begin the show this week with Derek Nimmo. Derek, the subject, this and that. Can you tell us something about that in this game, starting now?
Rather nice, sort of open subject, this and that. I like going, for instance, to Founders Day at Chelsea Hospital when the statue of Charles II is covered with oak leaves and everybody lines up and all the soldiers walk past and salute the only time when it's allowed with the left hand. That's a terribly moving to the boys of the old brigade. Or perhaps to go to luncheon there after matins when you're given the carrot and the occasional pea to taste.
Peter Jones has challenged.
Is this strictly adhering to the subject of this and that?
That is the most difficult decision I've had to make for a very long time. I would say it wasn't, because he was being very specific about the Chelsea Hospital, so you have a point for a correct challenge, and you take over the subject of this and that, starting now.
Well, it's a sort of vague and indecisive remark.
Can you call it a summer?
What?
Yes, it was. It was sort of vague and indecisive, and you were utterly indecisive.
Yes, actually, I was.
Hesitation.
Yes. Yes.
So, Clement, you have a correct challenge and another point, and you have 31 seconds which are left to talk about this and that, starting now.
This and that is pretty well what most political parties stand for. You will go to the hustings and hear them say, vote for us and you will get this and that. Also, the square root, the logarithmic value, plus and minus, the game of two halves. No one was particularly interested. Or to put it another way, the sum of the square of the other two sides. And I can't object to any of those statements because this and that being an open.
So Clement Freud most successfully kept going on this and that until the whistle went. And whoever is speaking at that moment gets an extra point, and it was, of course, Clement Freud. And nobody spotted there were two squares in his speech. But, Clement, you're in the lead at the end of the first round.
And old Parsons' clever dick did.
As chairman, I have to concentrate, and you might be surprised to discover I actually get letters from people who spotted listening at home and say you didn't pull him up for that. But when do you...
They can't be people with a full-time job either.
Waste of time writing letters to chairman of panel game. I mean, what a ridiculous way to pass the time.
Depends on the chairman, perhaps, Peter.
Absolutely.
Ah, yes.
Yeah. All right, we press on. Wendy Richard, your turn to begin. The subject, taking sides. Will you tell us something about that subject in just a minute, starting now?
When I am taking sides, I usually tend to go for the underdog. I always try to help as much as I possibly can, which is why I let Clement say whatever it was he repeated. What?
The Clement Freud challenge.
You're doing that to me again. I was just going to say something nice about you.
Clement, what was your challenge?
Hesitation.
No, I don't think she hesitated.
Now.
I'll give you the benefit of the doubt. It wasn't hesitation. You have a point for an incorrect challenge, and you continue on taking sides. 48 seconds, starting now.
Well, after that, I'm not taking sides with Clement at all.
Clement got it right.
Repetition of Clement.
Yes.
The list listeners, you were still here, as if we could possibly forget.
That was a correct challenge. So, Clement, there are now 44 seconds left. Taking sides, starting now.
If you take 3 sides of smoked salmon and stuff them with a mixture of shrimp, prawn, octopus, horse, cow, lamb...
Wendy Richards,
he's
a chance.
He's listening again.
I know he's listening.
He always does it. He starts doing this.
Well, what is your challenge on the rules of just a minute?
Well, it should be deviation, hesitation and repetition and list, because he does it.
Yes, I agree with that. Yes.
Well, you've got to keep going somehow. So, Clement, the subject is still taking sides, and you have 30 seconds starting now.
I always try and keep Wendy Richard on my side because she's such an immensely agreeable, warm, talented and comfortable person to whom to sit near. And if you take one side of beef and marinate it for 23 minutes, there's no reason at all why, if you boiled it or perhaps poached, would be in a more suitable way.
Peter Jones, a chump.
He mentioned beef earlier. In that list.
No,
he didn't. No, he didn't. It was a long list, but the beef wasn't mentioned.
Wasn't it?
No, I'm sorry, Peter. No. I didn't. And, Clement, there are still 5 seconds for you to tell us more about taking sides, starting now.
You can take the side of a house and push very hard indeed, and it may easily fall over.
So Clement Croyd was again speaking as a whistle, went gained that extra point and has increased his lead at the end of that round. And it's Peter's turn to begin. Peter, the subject is change. Will you tell us something about that subject in this game, starting now?
Well, change is something we've all got to get used to, and the older we get, the more difficult it becomes. The names of African countries change all the time, as does the cabinet, for instance, and the... money changes.
Wendy Richard, chance.
I think there was a slight hesitation.
Yes,
there,
I think
very slight.
One,
yes. Wonderful hearing. I do congratulate you. I think it's amazing, really, for a woman of her age.
You get no quarter here, I'm afraid, Wendy. Mm. But you've got a point for a correct challenge, which is important in this show, and you have 45 seconds to tell us something about change, starting now.
I hate change, and I especially dislike the way they are changing our money. Those new little coins, which are neither use nor ornament, and their 5p pieces are very easy to misplace.
Derek Nimmo, challenge.
Hesitation.
Hesitation, yes. Yes, or repetition and miss. 30 seconds, Derek, for you to tell us something about change, starting now.
Well, I suppose the nicest kind of change that I like listening to is that of the campanologist. Now, in the Tower, my local church in Eastern Morton, Northamptonshire, we have 6 bells working now. And the number of variations of change you can get with the permutating the... one that I said 6.
So Wendy got in first. Hesitation, Wendy, 14 seconds left. Change starting now.
I hate change in buildings.
Derek Nimmo, challenge.
2 hates.
You said I hate before, yes.
Oh, crumb, I keep forgetting.
So Derek's got back very rapidly. 11 seconds on change, Derek, starting now.
I suppose one of the people who changed most frequently was the rector of that seaside hamlet where the Michel Roux has his splendid restaurant now. And through the rain...
Right, so at the end of that round, Derek Nimmo, speaking as a whistle, went, got an extra point. He's moved forward in second place alongside Wendy Richard. Clement Freud's still in the lead, and then it's Peter Jones and Clement Freud. It is your turn to begin. The subject, red tape. Well, having been in Parliament, I'm sure you've got some experience with that. But can you talk on the subject, starting now?
I think red tape was one of Sitting Bull's sons. The others were called Heliotrope Dick, Bald John... and I'm not really certain. It's odd thing how these Indian chieftains never seem to have thought.
Derek Nimmo, challenge.
East, I can't believe someone was called Heliotrope Dick. Whatever his inadequacy.
I think it was a wonderful flight of fantasy, and I'm inclined to agree with Derek.
What's the challenge?
The challenge was deviation. And, Derek, you have 44 seconds to tell us something about red tape, starting now.
Red tape was actually tied around government documents and then became known as that which stopped the easy flow of exchange of information that prevented you from doing things because of red tape. So that's sort of how we use it for now. And I think if you go along to any kind of office, people by civil servants, you will come up across red tape. They're intensive things.
Peter Jones' challenge.
You're not quite right. You come up across. I mean, yes, not quite right.
I think that's his deviation from grammar, isn't it?
I think
you
it is.
You can't
yes.
come up across.
No, no, I don't
no,
know what.
No, I didn't quite agree.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, Peter, you spotted it. Red tape is with you now. 22 seconds are left, starting now.
Red tape is usually actually pink. It isn't heliotrope or even red. It's a shade lighter than surprise, whatever it is.
Very challenged.
Hesitation.
Yes, no, Derek, no. Another point to you. And 11 seconds are left for red tape, starting now.
At Yuletide, I buy great quantities of red tape to tie around the parcels that I put underneath the tree, waiting for the great day when the presents will be unwrapped in front of all my family.
So Derek Nimmo kept going till the whistle went, and has moved forward with another point for Stingers at the end, and he's now equal with Clement Freud in the lead. Derek, it's your turn to begin, and it's List. I didn't know this was coming up after your challenge. So the subject is List, Derek, a minute as usual, starting now.
Frank List was born in Hungary in the early 19th century and achieved tremendous renown as a child prodigy. At 9 years old, he came to Great Britain no less than four times when he fell under the influence of Paganini, which is surprising because he's a violinist, but he thought he wanted to be to the piano.
Wendy Richard Chance.
Hesitation.
Oh, no, I think that was a bit sharp. He was sort of... He could keep going. It was a... You're on her side, aren't you?
He was struggling there, I'm telling you.
He was definitely struggling. I always try to be fair, and for a man who was struggling, I thought he only just sort of stumbled, but didn't really hesitate.
So much for sticking up for the underdog.
I know. All right, I'll put it to the audience. You want Wendy to have it, don't you?
Yay!
I'm sorry, there's a lot of prejudice here.
But you're supposed to be impartial.
I am impartial, yes. I've given you the benefit
of
the
doubt. Why do you listen to mob rule?
Because it's fun on occasion.
Is it?
Derek, I give you the benefit of the doubt, because I will just abide by my original decision. It wasn't hesitation. You have another point. Have 43 seconds. List starting now.
Carrots, potatoes, peas, cabbage, sprouts, onions, leeks, sugar, water, catch, all kinds of things you can put together in a list to annoy Wendy Richardson.
It does
frightfully well. I once went out in a rowing boat with Cyril Smith, and he sat on the right hand side of the boat, and we listed to starboard. What's the matter?
That was hesitation. Yes, Clement, you have another point. And 23 seconds to tell us something about List, starting now.
I quite often drove Cyril Smith from the House of Commons to the station in order that he could catch a train to Rochdale, which was his constituency. And the car did List.
Derek Nimmo challenged.
Isn't it still his constituency?
Yes, but when he was driving him, it was still his constituency.
When it was his constituency?
It was then when he was driving him, and still is. Clement, an incorrect challenge, so a point to you for that, and 10 seconds left for List, starting now.
List is really a very good subject for just a minute, because most of the time when we are at a loss as to what to say, we think of one word which has a similar meaning to another.
Clement Freud got another, number of points in the round, but one for speaking as the whistle went, and he's now gone back into the lead. And Wendy, it is your turn to begin. The subject, burglar alarms. Will you tell us something about those in this game, starting now?
I'm not very good at dealing with our burglar alarm. Sometimes I forget it's on, rush into the house because I want to get to the bathroom or somewhere else in a hurry, forget that it's... Oh, what?
Derek, you challenged.
Is it repetition and eventually hesitation because he sort of collapsed?
Which one are you going to go for?
I'll go for repetition because that was the first.
All right. 48 seconds for you on burglar alarms, Derek, starting...
I had this company called Modern Alarms who came to fix my burglar alarm, and they went around the house wanting to put in pads, and they said they wanted to put one of these things in front of the chimneypiece. And I said, who are you expecting Father Christmas? I thought it was most ludicrous. Now, when we get into the house now, I have to turn keys and locks...
Clement Roy Chance.
Repetition, two houses.
I mean, I know you show off and talk about your houses sometimes, but on this occasion... You did mention the house. So, Clement, correct challenge, 33 seconds. Burglar alarm starting now.
The surprising thing about burglar alarms is they never seem to work. When I go home down Wimpole Street, there's sometimes three or four burglar alarms all going at the same time. And
Peter Jones, a challenge.
Well, sure, that proves that they're working.
A nice challenge of deviation, Peter. You have the subject. Another point, of course. 21 seconds. Burglar alarm starting now.
I'm not sure that people pay a great deal of attention to the sound they make. And my idea of burgling would be to go to a house and just activate the alarm system and then dash off to a house nearby. And a crowd would get round the place where the bell was ringing and you'd be free to go...
Oh, half a second ago, Derek, you got in.
The hesitation, I'm
there was a hesitation, yeah. I think he hesitated because he realized that the awful thought he was putting into criminal minds.
Yeah, that's right, it was. Yeah. I felt guilty, really.
Yes. Half a second, Derek, on burglar alarms starting now.
Mine is connected to the police station.
A very funny story about burglar alarms. We've got one. My little cottage in the country, and they were filming this show that's just been out on television, and I'd been very keen to get a part in it, and they didn't want me, they wanted another actor. And in the middle of the filming in the village, my alarm went off, and it's never gone off before, and everybody thinks I did it deliberately and I wasn't even there. Clement, yes?
Deviation. Not a funny story, I think.
It's a very tragic story, really, isn't it?
Very sad, yes.
All right, give Clement a bonus point.
Do you want to talk about any of your other houses?
Right, Clement Freud is 1 point ahead of Derek Nimmo, and then comes Peter Jones and Wendy Richard, equal in third place. And Peter, your turn to begin. The subject, fawn. Will you tell us something about that in this game, starting now?
Well, fawn was, or still is, as far as I know, the first name of Colonel Oliver North's secretary. A lady I'd very much like to employ myself. With her shredding machine. And she could come and tidy up my office and make it spick and span and generally make it much more decorative than it is in the normal way. She sounded to be a delightful and very loyal person, I thought, and I would rather have seen more of her on the screen than her employer. But, alas, it was not to be. I don't know whether she's gone on the stage or into films, but if she has, then I would suggest that she's probably done terribly well and will continue to do so in Hollywood, Los Angeles, or, to make a list of it, London and Hamburg and other places like Rome, Naples, and Budapest. She may easily become a big star in the media. Now, I don't know how the time is going or whether you have any plans later this evening, but, what?
Carry on.
Oh, you evil.
Peter, as you've gone magnificently for 60 seconds, I thought I'd be rather mean and let you see how my zombie's going.
Dreadful.
God, this woman must have really affected you. You've got... First time you've gone for over 60 seconds without hesitation, repetition, or deviation. My goodness.
Amazing.
So 2 points to Peter Jones. And you're still in third place, I'm sorry. Clement, it's your turn to begin. The subject is Greece. Will you tell us something about that in just a minute, starting now?
I was recently invited to go to the Balearic Islands to play the balalaika and said surely Greece would be a better place for this, and they said all right and sent me to Athens. You go to London Airport, and the Greek plane is the one that usually leaves 45 minutes after the time that it should, because it is run by Olympic Airlines, who have been singularly unkind to me in the provision of free seats of late. And I thought that perhaps if I mentioned their name on this program, much benefit would accrue as a consequence.
Wendy Richard Johnson.
I think that's deviation.
Right.
Well, he's rambling on about getting free seats on planes now.
Well, he won't get one now because he called them Olympic Airlines and they're actually Olympic Airways, you see. You've got a correct challenge, Wendy, in 25 seconds to tell us something about Greece, starting now.
I have never been to Greece, but I have several friends who have been, and they all tell me what a wonderful place Greece is. Apparently, once you are there, it is quite cheap. The food, the wine,
Peter Jones, yes. Challenge.
It's no more...
I only said two things. How can I have a list with beginning two things of... and you go on for half an hour?
The beginning of a list.
But actually, Clement didn't challenge you. It was Peter Jones who challenged you.
Oh, was it?
Peter, what was your challenge?
Well, nobody can probably remember what you were saying. It's so long ago. Yes. She said it's very cheap when you get there. And in fact, it's no cheaper when you get there than it is before you arrive.
Well done, Peter.
I used to like you, Peter. I've said lovely things about you.
It's 11 seconds for Greece. Peter Jones, starting now.
I've always wanted to cruise around Greece in a yacht. What a pity I never knew Robert Maxwell. Because he might have taken me on his wonderful boat, and I think that the influence of a good person...
So Peter Jones was again speaking as a whistle and gained an extra point, another in the round, so he's now creeping up on Derek Nimmo, who's now only 1 point behind our leader, Clement Freud, and Wendy, surprisingly, is in fourth place. But, Derek, it's your turn to begin. We had this and that, and now we've got doodads. 60 seconds, starting now.
I suppose when you use the word doodah, you mean thingamajig or thingamabob or some...
Wendy Richards.
Thingamy twice.
Two thingamajigs.
No, they're not. One word.
Thingamajig isn't one.
Yes, it is.
Well, I want to help Wendy for once. And Wendy's going to tell us something about doodahs with 52 seconds to go, starting now.
I have several collections of various sorts.
Of Clement Freud challenge.
I want to help Wendy as well.
All right, Wendy, you've got some more help. 49 seconds to tell us more about doodahs, starting now. And you said Clement Freud was so unkind to you. No, he's given you another point, you see. No, there was no hesitation there. Wendy, you've got another point. You're catching up rapidly now. So, 48 seconds, doodah starting now.
I often forget the things that I have got in my house, so I refer to them as doodahs, i.e. my condiment set collection, some of my 2,000 frogs, and some of my clout...
Clement Freud challenge.
Two summer mice.
Two summer mice, yes, yes. So Clement's got in with another point, of course, for correct challenge. 36 seconds. Doodahs starting now.
There was an American song in which the chorus went, doodah, doodah. Going to dance all day, doodah, doodah, doodah. It's really rather nice being able to repeat something on just a minute because it is the subject on a card. Doodah, doodah. The man who sang it blacked his face and whitened his teeth and moved his hands, which were gloved, in an anti-circular direction. Perhaps I meant a clockwise order. Doodah, doodah, doodah. It's a most agreeable sound.
Derek Nimmerchuk.
I think there must be a limit to the number of doodah, as you can say. With every subject, we could just go doodah, doodah all the way through. Or taking side, taking side, taking side, taking side, whatever that is.
Well, you challenged because he had too many doodahs.
A surfeit of doodahs.
Yes. A surfeit of doodahs. I think we did overplay the doodahs. So, Derry, we give you the benefit of the doubt. 3 seconds on doodahs starting now.
Nicholas Parsons has a very attractive doodah. I have seen many times...
So, Derek, you got a point for speaking as the whistle wind. You've crept forward again. You're now equal with Clement Freud in the lead, and with Wendy Richard and Peter Jones equal in second place. Wendy, your turn to begin. Getting to sleep. Will you tell us something about that, starting now?
I never have any trouble getting to sleep. It's staying awake that seems to be my problem most of the time. But once I get into my little bed with my Rupert Bear hot water bottle, I find I'm getting to sleep in no time at all.
Derek, never chance.
Well, I want to know where the carpet layer is.
I'm not going to discuss my husband with you. I'm talking about...
I mean, you know, Fran's so recently married, you only get into bed with a Rupert Bear. It doesn't seem awfully sad.
Really, Derek.
And I don't want any jokes about Underfelt either.
You've had all those already, have you?
Oh.
Right. So, Wendy, there are 47 seconds of an incorrect challenge, and you have another point, of course, getting to sleep starting now.
As I was saying before I was so rudely interrupted, getting to sleep is never a problem for me.
Clement Freud is challenged.
Repetition.
Oh.
Never a problem.
Never a problem. You said the first time, getting to sleep is never a problem. Clement, you have another point, and you have getting to sleep. 41 seconds starting now.
I find it quite difficult to get to sleep. And tend to...
Peter Jones, a chance.
Very slow there. It was a hesitation in between. Getting to sleep.
You don't think so, no.
You don't?
I agree with Peter. I thought there was a hesitation.
I thought there was.
I thought he just dozed off, eh?
Yeah. No, I don't think he hesitated. Clement, you have another point. 37 seconds on getting to sleep, starting now.
As a consequence, I count sheep. Oh, look, I say, here's one. There's another. A lamb comes next. And because one cannot mention the bovine again...
Peter Jones, a challenge.
Sheep aren't bovine.
They're bovine, are cows.
That's why you can't mention them again.
A very good reply, but you don't struggle out that way, Clever. No, Peter, I agree with you. 24 seconds are left on getting to sleep, starting now.
Repetition is something that actually does send me off, and if... Clement had said doodah another 37 times after the first 39, I think I should have been asleep this evening, which would be a great pity because I should have missed that wonderful, interesting conversation about thingamy and whether it's got a hyphen before you say Bob and so on, which I'm sure are very edifying to the World Service listeners all over the globe.
Peter, you kept going to the whistle end, gain an extra point. But alas, we have no more time to play just a minute this week. So let me tell you what the final scores were. Wendy Richard, who gave a marvellous value as always, finished in fourth place, just behind Peter Jones. But we have two people out together, only 3 points ahead of them, equal. So we say they are the winners this week. That's Derek Nimmo and Clement Freud, joint winners. You've enjoyed this edition of Just a Minute, and it only remains for me to say, on behalf of our four players, Derek Nimmo, Peter Jones, Wendy Richard and Clement Freud, also the timekeeper and whistleblower Anne Ling, also the creator of the game, Ian Messiter, our producer, Sarah Smith, and myself, Nicholas Parsons, thank you for tuning in, and we hope you want to tune in again the next time we take to the air and play Just a Minute. Thank you.